Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, let's join us.
That we wear, that we share,
we ask the Lord to order our steps. Thank you, Lord, for the word that will be preached today, that will be filled for our souls, O Father. Because we come as empty vessels until we be filled up. Fresh anointing from thee, O God. Because you are the only thing you are from us. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation, for hope, for peace. Thank you for the cross that gave us the victory. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God. Thank you, Lord. When you give us the word, O Father, then you say, you will never leave us or forsake us, O Father. You say, you call me, you would answer that, O Father. Father, we would trouble all day long. So therefore, we want to do all day long. Thank you, O Father, for giving us that God. Wisdom, God's knowledge, God's understanding, and common sense for every platform that we create and employ, O Father. We dare not have a thought of our own. You say what Jesus said. If you will be the one, we go. So come and come see a man that will set you free. A man from God. Thank you, Jesus. You have given us everything because we're complete in you. Because you are God within our hot time, holy and spirit. And Father, today, we see you down. We say, come up to your name. So if you bless that kingdom, keep us grounded and focused, knowing who we are, who we belong to. Thank you, my God, for all of us. We sing it in the place that kindles with your word, God. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we honor and bless your holy name. Bless the congregation of the coming those that are on the way. Thank you, Lord, thank you, that you continue to heal. That's when we get to hear through your heart. As we go forth together. Amen. Because you have the word of God to say. We thank you for every opportunity that you give to us. Because we are your family. You have given us authority to act like you in the earth. So therefore, we go forth and seek and search. Making the world thirsty. No matter what we have the living water. In Jesus' name, we pray today. Amen.
You may be seated with your children. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes. We're going to praise God just a little bit. Brother Daniel, can you turn that up just a little bit? God can do anything, God. I need to stop there because it doesn't sound like everybody believes that. Now, this is not a show. It definitely ain't a one-man show. And see, y'all came here. As far as I know, look, the ambulance is bringing you here. Is that right? Definitely the hearse didn't bring you here. Although that some of you may be quiet, like, you know, the hearse brought you. Now, we want to praise God up in here. I ain't fooling around, just saying. You know, I want us to praise him so the folks in the next corner can hear us praising God. Hallelujah. Let's do this again. Hallelujah.
And there I will cause you to hear
my word. Then I rose and went down to the pocket of and behold, he was a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying unto me again, oh, house of Israel, cannot I do with you as the potter, saith the Lord, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand. O house of Israel, focus the city of our father. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God.
Yes, Lord.
And I submit to you on this sensational, supernatural Sunday that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that is good stuff. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, submitting that day unto the Lord.
Hallelujah. Why don't God just bless you whole day? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to ryminei.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. Pray for those other kingdom partners you see there. Pray that God will forever give them a right now word. Hallelujah. To give them to their people. He said, having lifted up our law, all men unto me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want you to forget what we want you to mark in calendars. Hallelujah. The third Sunday of the month is Friends and Family Sunday. Hallelujah. Make sure you invite your family, your friends. Hallelujah. Invite everybody. Hallelujah. Come and worship with you. The first and second Sunday of the month is the Pound House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner. For yours truly, the third Sunday of the month is the Birthday Corner. Hallelujah. And the birthday, the honor of whatever that month is, you're in the congregation, you have a birthday that month, you're honored. Hallelujah, with a gift and card. Hallelujah. And the first, second, and third Sunday of the month is the Good News View Club. Hallelujah. Where our young people are going to talk the word of God up to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our young people need to know Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So bring out your, send out your godchildren, your grandchildren. Hallelujah. Children make doors, the children see, run them down the street. And the parents of you, if you can get them, believe me, the parents are going to say, yeah, take them, their dad, their brothers, and sisters, take all of the church with you. Hallelujah. We want the children of Baltimore City to know Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, that's when they're able to give us a review of what they learned in Good News View Club. Hallelujah. They're able to sing songs and answer questions and share Jesus with us what they learned in Good News View Club. Hallelujah. And they always leave us with a beautiful Tuesday that they're made in Good News View Club. And that is also the Sunday that a guest speaker comes in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a guest speaker for the month of March is none other than Pastor Keith Peterson. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for coming. Come out and join the dynamic woman of God. Bring the word of God to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come out and hear what thus saith the Lord through his mighty vessel of honor. Hallelujah. And after a spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Hallelujah. We serve him on the full Sunday after service. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new building. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's done. Joining government. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for our temporary. Hallelujah. Blessing. Hallelujah. Right here in the corner. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for our shower station in northeast, southwest of Baltimore City. Hallelujah. Our homeless and our friends. We thank God for all that he's doing and how he's adding on to the church. Through our homeless and our friends. Yeah. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. We don't want you to forget the first Friday of the month. We take our children, their names, their friends. We pull the Lord for at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. We pray for our
children.
We call their names out to the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We want our children saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want, if you make a list out, hallelujah, send us the list. Hallelujah. Or you'll be able to call in at this time. And when we call our children's names out, you can call your list of children's names out. Hallelujah. At this time, we'll be touching and agreeing with you that God will save them and sanctify them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And the second Friday of the month is our men's and women's fellowship.
Yes.
From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship. And from 7 to 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. We want to cover the whole family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for all that he's doing and doing how he is blessing the ministry. Hallelujah. And this month has a fifth Saturday and a fifth Sunday.
Exactly.
That Saturday is called Super Saturday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we're going out to the community. Hallelujah. Of the Northeast Market. Hallelujah. And ministering to our homeless, our friends. we're going to meet at 30 or 7 hour church in Lord Prophecy. 30, hallelujah, for constant in the breakfast.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And to put on our gold texts and our gold t-shirts. Hallelujah. And get instructions. Hallelujah. We want everything to be done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then by 9 o'clock, we'll be needing to go down to the Northeast Market. We will be feeding them the word of God, and then feeding them naturally also. Hallelujah. We'll be laying the ears on. We're going to be praying. We're going to saturate the earth with the word of God and the oil of earth. Hallelujah. And we're going to be praying. Hallelujah. And we're going to be praying, laying hands on people. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it's so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He said, if I be lifted up, I will go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for all he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. And we don't want you to get to say on Tuesday evening at 7 is Bible study. Hallelujah. We have Bible study. We're going to learn, hallelujah, thank the Lord, how we will get saved. Hallelujah. And Wednesday evening is our midweek victory service. And Sunday at 3, hallelujah, our international victory miracle service heard all over the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just thank God for all every way that he's blessing us. Hallelujah. And blessing us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessing us again to get the word of God out. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he's done, doing, and going to do. And God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Peters. And we want to, Pastor Peters, you want to say a couple words about the Super Saturday event. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
boy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
boy.
Thank you, Super Saturday.
Thank you.
Here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Our very first one for this year. We're excited about
it. We're going to Northeast Market.
Yes.
Saturate the atmosphere with prayer
yes. And
anointed oil in that area.
Yes.
So that everyone that steps in that area,
they're
in for blessing.
Amen.
Good for blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
The good news, you saw the sponsoring, the outreach.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're taking our children down and all those who are willing to go with us.
Yes, yes, yes.
Giving out the word band,
yes.
The goalpost, the Bible,
yes.
Our daily word,
mm-hmm.
And a meal.
Thank you, Jesus.
Smiles, hugs, and kisses. And of course, we can't forget the lollipop.
Amen.
The
lollipop.
We've had people come back and say, there's a lollipop in my bag. I said, we want to go eat that lollipop. But we want you to come and tell us our because we are choosing
to
go and let those people know that we love them.
Yes, yes, yes.
Tangibly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Spiritually.
Yes, yes.
And to hear the word of God. We get it. It's a thing of love.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's the love of Jesus Christ abides with you. We thank you so much for that, Lord, for the opportunity that we can go and listen to his people. He said, go to the highways and byways and compel them to come. And that's what we do. And then look at South from Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor TV. And those that want to participate, please give your name to Pastor TV. We need a count because we got to provide lunch for you as well. So we need to know the count. Also, this month has us this Sunday.
Yes, yes.
And it's Resurrection Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know, this Sunday, our church doesn't have a service. But we're joining in with Bible Way to join them in their service, which begins at 11 a.m. And then after service, they're going to have a free fellowship meal. Hallelujah. So we thank the pastors of this church, Pastor Viola, we thank you so much for the invitation. And if you want to participate, If you say, I'm going to be coming, please give your name to Deacon AJ, because you need to let Pastor Viola, Pastor Lewis, know how many people to prepare.
That's right. Amen.
So everything done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And the speaker is coming from Florida. Dwight coming from Florida. Mighty man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when y'all come, y'all got to make sure y'all act right, because he's also a policeman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can arrest you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what? I just want to take time out there in Radio Land and those here. You know, I thank God for you for joining our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them.
Yes.
And you put the icing on their cake. You tell them that God loves them too.
Yes,
but, you know, I found a way that you could say it all in one piece. You can say, I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know what? We're going to do that up in here. Hallelujah. I want y'all to get out of your seat and go around and at least and tell them what you love with the love of the Lord. At the very least, give them a fist bump or a high five. Hallelujah.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you,
Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. Praise the Lord. That was the choir attack. I think they learned it. What do you think? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, so good to God. You know what? I just wanted to ask that question. There's a scripture that talks about the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it in our faith. Where is that from? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Where is that at? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, are they trying to tell me these darling folks reading the Bible over here? Lord, say it is a time to praise the Lord. Oh, who got that one? Okay. This Andy. Come on, girl. Hallelujah. God bless you, girl. You know, it's a good thing to be in this field, church. Because you don't know what's coming next. Now, that last week we had something that I've never seen in a church before. That was the silent auction. Deacon A didn't want that one, did he? And the strange thing about Deacon A then is that he already had one of those books. But I guess he's going to give it to somebody else. But it's good to have fun in God's kingdom. Hallelujah. And right now, I'm going to give Pastor Peter a chance to share the pastor's corner on the end. I didn't play any music. Because we want to make sure that we get everybody in today.
Yes.
So, Pastor Peter, the floor is yours. Now, if you want me to sing before you start, I can do that. I don't hear a saying. Okay, I'll keep quiet, then. Pastor Peter, the floor is yours.
You can say that for me at home.
Yeah. Shall I say very white? Lord, we thank you for your healing and for your forgiveness right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We dare not ever get before the people of God and acting our flesh, Lord. Something on the top around here or whatever. We always honor God and ask, God, what do you want me to say? Even in the morning when it comes to the scripture, we say, Lord, what scripture do you want me to say? You know, because you never know who's listening. You never know who's going to touch. Who is it right then and there? And whatever, what dropped in my spirit was fear or faith.
Right.
Fear or faith. Which road do you choose? And I've often heard that fear, the word fear meant false
evidence appearing real. S-E-A-M. False evidence appearing real. But I looked up the word, of course, you don't have to look up the dictionary, and fear is a feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something or the safety and well-being of someone. Okay? And we know what faith is. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 53:1 is where we get the song, Whose Report Will You Believe? Whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. Tell me, whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. His report says I am healed. His report says I am healed. His report says I am free. His report says victory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Amen.
But the enemy will want us to really embark upon new territory, when we go in a new area, a new job, new avenues that we have never traveled before. We have two options. Stay on one hand and look around us and say we have two. Or we can say, okay, God, your word says you're not leaving me on the
path.
Your word says, hallelujah, Jeremiah 29:7. Hallelujah. I know the plans that I have for you, they are good and not a evil, and to bring you to an expected end. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28:13. I will make you the head and not the tail, of the lowly and not the
youth.
So what road are you going to take? Hallelujah. The enemy is so easy because we live in this world. There's so much around us and in our eyes, and people will ordinarily, or I'll say first off, give you up to the world, and we have to get this. People first have to get it away from the key thing the world has, that the world uses and they rely on. And stuff like that. That's why we have to get the word of God down in us.
Amen.
So when something comes, the word of God is our first resort.
Amen.
Not the last. It's the first thing that comes to our mind.
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
Not a cliche of the world. Not, Lord. Oh, if they want to get something, I know that that was. Because the enemy can always let it be something else. Always. No. But if we put the word of God down in us, when something comes, hallelujah, somebody step on our feet, somebody bumps it, somebody cuts us off in traffic, we won't be saying a little colorful prayers or whatever the world says, we can see it. That's what's going to come out. But we got to put the word of God, because that he'll bring things back to our memory. But if you don't put it down there, he can't bring it to your memory. If it's not down in your heart, it can't come on. Because out of your heart flows the issues of life. And whatever is down there, that's what's going to come out. And oh my gosh, it may come out right with you around somebody that you've been witnessing to. And how do you feel that the wrong thing comes out of your mouth?
Yeah.
It's like, and you know what? You can't grab it out the air. It's out there. You can't unsee something. You can't unhear something. You can't unsee something. What is out there is comforting. And do you know that if you see a witness, if someone you've been witnessing to about God, then all of a sudden, some anger in your flesh took over, and it's like, oh my God, that's just like you milking the cow and a bucket, how to say a bucket of milk, and they kick it over.
Oh.
It's just like, oh my God. Oh, you will feel so awful on the inside.
Yeah.
I was riding one day when I had a coworker. This is when I was working, and we were looking for a certain building. We were going, and I said, "Oh, thank you, Jesus." And this young man said, "Miss Willie, do you say that about everything?" And I said, "Well, that's what that means."
And if this is, and I got out there, you know how some people say, oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. No, that's what they
need.
It's like some people, when they get upset, or when somebody steps on their shoes, somebody cut them off and send them, they say in little four-letter words, and this, and this, and they're ready to see the person. I say, look, pray and mercy. God bless them.
Yeah.
Lord, let them get to wherever they're going without hurting themselves or helping somebody else.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
And that's what we have to do. But we do that only if the word of God is down in us. And that's why we have to put the word of God down in us so that when we embark upon new ground, new territory, we can see the death and grip us.
That's right.
Anxiety is that death and grip us. George Mighty said, do it afraid. I don't think, you know, if you've never experienced the knees now, then I have. And certainly, let the knees knock, but let them have some rhythm. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Because God said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Whatever we have to embark upon, God said he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. So whatever is there, whatever road we have to travel, whatever avenue, whatever new area that we have to go into, just know that God is there. He will fill us. He'll be our reward.
Amen.
He will go before us. He is right there holding our hand. He is as close to us as our very breath.
That's right.
And only thing we need to do is Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And then, we had a certain word last, and you can even word last today. The life will get you strength, and you can train in the spirit. You're listening, you're going to that. You know what? You're listening, you're going to that. You're sitting around the coast. But you're praying to the Lord. Nobody really know what's going on. They say, oh, she must be cold. She must be coming down with something. No, they like to know. You're praying in the spirit. You're praying to the Father. And you come right to the Father.
Right.
Lord God, you know what's going on in here. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And watch God handle it.
Yes.
Watch God handle it.
Yes.
But let's make up our mind that we're going to travel the road of faith.
Amen.
We're going to travel the road of faith.
Yes.
No matter what comes or goes, we're going to choose the road that God has for us. Because he is going to be there.
Amen.
And it's going to be prepared in us. When you travel fear or accept fear and walk in it, you know who your partner is. And fear is of the devil. Fear is a torment. Fear is a torment.
Yes, sir.
But
yes,
when we travel with the Lord, everything's going to turn out all right.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the meal that gives life.
See, I want to share something with you while they're preparing to do Holy Communion. And we don't need anybody to be one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Right.
And folks do stuff a little different. You got some churches have Holy Communion once a year.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know, I'm not knocking that. It's an Holy Communion. They do it once a month. I would. There is nothing to say to it once a month. But see, we do it in and the reason why we do it every day is because they tell me, the word of God says that, this meal is a meal that he
eats. Yeah.
Now, I don't purport to be the smartest, cookie on the block. But I figured out, I don't just want healing once a year. I just don't want healing once a month.
Right.
Now, I'm not knocking I'm just saying, I want healing every day. Because every day with Jesus, sweeter than the day before. And yesterday, healing is wonderful. But I love healing today. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the meal that heals. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless and known and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The text of the day is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23 through 30. In the text, it says to examine yourself.
Yes.
And I know a lot of folks say, it takes so much time with Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
Well, if you're sick, I'm going to take as much time as I need. If I'm sick, I'm going to take you. I want to be healed, y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's like, I want you to understand what the word of God is saying. In that text of the day, it says to examine your neighbor.
Examine yourself.
The pastor. The first lady. The deacon. The sister sitting next to you. The brother. You know, is Mr. Jerry here?
No.
Well, I can say this. When I was little, I was at Donovan Cathedral, they said, I told him many times, he started serving.
Amen.
And Pastor Biden, did we do that? He started checking out the other side. So we got to do something real quick, I love the word of God.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in this life. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank the Lord that their names are now written in the Lamb's book of life. We forgive ourselves. The only grudge is only that they don't give. Hallelujah. Don't you feel bad
anymore?
In the text on the day, it says to examine yourselves and see that in the light of the word of God. Isaiah 53:5 says he was wounded by our transgressions. He was bruised by our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. We just have to step into the healing God. But let's say, Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah.
Revelations 1:5b says he washed our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says we have redemption through the blood of the Lamb. It's through the blood that our sins have been given. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Yeah.
Now in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. And for this cause many weep and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightly deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before thee life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19 says, God, you said you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not commit void, but it will accomplish.
Amen.
It will prosper what you would send. We thank you for your word.
Yes.
On today. There's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
You can get that thought that you mm-hmm. is showing up on it. Hallelujah. 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 There's one thing. God put above himself is his word.
Yes.
In remembrance of you, hallelujah. We take this word on the same night. Your body broken. In which the Lord Jesus Christ is betrayed. He took the bread. And when they give us our respected Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
And every time.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for our healing offering.
Yeah.
for our pathogenic diseases disappear. We thank you, Lord, for your healing. Matthew 15:46. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, "We are your children and the sheep of your pasture."
Yeah.
And healing is the prayer of your children. We thank the Lord for your healing ground today. Be your younger years. Have they heard of a woman? Likewise, on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, "This is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's sing together. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our heart. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our home. Exodus 12:13-22. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said, bring me and remember so we may plead together and be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be faithful. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we say what he said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt and other worlds shall overtake you. When I see the blood, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood of today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families and our brother's families, according to Job 22:27-28. Romans 4:17. 2 Kings 1 Acts 1:8. Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of God, faith in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, leading clean spiritual kingdom is seen. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this world. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we're not finished yet, because we went over something that we skipped over something.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers homes. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our steps and mistakes, our forefathers and sayings, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel and vehicle throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk. Hallelujah. As we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of life and of His Son, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates the violence, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every cell of the head to the next day. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every cell of the head to the next day. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name. But it's the most safety we must have. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, untied, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tied. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Ghost. We don't want to miss none of this. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah, glory to God. So we want to be free at last, free at last. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion of today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
So before you say anything, anybody need a composition notebook up in here? Y'all have something to write on? Everybody got something to write on? If somebody needs to, please give them something. Everybody got a Bible, right? Because we ain't playing church, y'all. Ain't no show where you just go take yourself. You take your tools, your weapons of your warfare, because they need to be stopped. And we told y'all about that.
Hallelujah,
amen. Pastor Peter.
Yes, sir.
I need to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
How do you step? No, I didn't know that. Hallelujah. What time is it now?
Time for the word. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility, nor of this opportunity lightly, but I change it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captive free. Heal with your Holy Spirit of God. Save them, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence. Accuracy and boldness, and the signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. The Satan said, you know, the right man, he takes you from the roof and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. The Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown, the good seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold in Jesus' blessing in Jesus' name. And the church said,
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Pastor Pete. I think I want you to read all the scriptures.
Yeah.
But take your time so they can write it down. did you say that it was 100? You didn't say it was 100 scriptures, did you?
No.
Oh, you didn't say that. I know you didn't say that, because I didn't hear you say that.
No.
All right, so that's good. All right, but you can go ahead and get the scriptures right now.
John 3:3, 2 Corinthians 5:17, Philippians 2:5, Galatians 5:22-23, Mark 12:30-31.
Stop right there. Now, those that are not writing this stuff down, hopefully you got tape recorders or something. Because I'm not doing this for my health. I'm doing this for all of our health, spiritual health.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Romans 12, verses 18 and 19. Matthew 19, chapter 26, verse. Luke 1, 37. Mark 9, 23. John 13, verses 34 and 35. 1 John 4, verse 20. Hebrews 12, 14. Colossians 3, verse 13. Ephesians 4, verses 29 through 32. Matthew 6, verses 12 to 14.
Hallelujah. You know, I started to laugh after you do that. Because I know y'all said, Lord, I didn't know I was going to school. What do you think this is? You're trying to train me for life or death. You know, this is a struggle. You're warriors in the kingdom. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably going to be a part two of this. And so you got the scriptures already, so you can be good for the work as well. Hallelujah. Yet a book shifted in a book with you, my son. Hallelujah. There were two men. One was named Abraham, and one was named Stephen. And somewhere along the line, these two men got together. Can I pause? Abraham was born February 12th, 1809. And he died April 15th, 1865. Stephen was born April 23rd, 1813, and he died June 3rd, 1861. So you know right now we want to talk about Abraham in the Bible.
Amen.
Now Stephen in the Bible.
Amen.
I was talking about Abraham Lincoln.
Hallelujah.
And Stephen Arnold Douglas. Now, in 1858, they were running for the U.S. Senate seat in Illinois. And in Clinton, Illinois, I hope he doesn't mind me calling him Abe. Well, if he does, it doesn't matter. He's not here. Anyway, he gave a speech. Now, tradition says that he really said that in that speech because nobody recorded his speech. But in the speech, he said this. You can fool some of the people all the time and all of the people some of the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time. That's the truth. I can go along with that. Now, I said, well, let me borrow this and kind of adapt it to something that I want to share. And so I said, well, you can get along with everybody
some of the time. And some people all the time. But you can't get along with everybody all the time. Now, that's outside of God. So I came up with a title for this lesson that's going to shock you. Mm-hmm. It shocked a lot of people about this 35 years ago when I was invited to be a speaker at the Department of Social Services. And the title of my speech is How to Get Along with Everybody All the Time. The title of this evening's message is How to Get Along with Everybody All the Time. Say neighbor.
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 The title of today's message
today's
is How to Get Along with Everybody All the Time. Now somebody said that's not possible. But the Bible says, 4:13, this is my scripture, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now the first scripture that Pastor Peter, don't share it right now, don't read it right now, it's setting a framework. The three things, ways that you can do this. You can get along with everybody all the time. I'm not saying that they're going to get along with you, but you can get along with them. Number one, you've got to be born again.
Hallelujah.
You can't do it without Christ, y'all.
Thank you.
Number two, you've got to keep God's command. He says to love him and love your neighbor as yourself. And number three, you've got to forgive others. You want to be forgiven, you better forgive others.
Yes.
Now keep those three things in mind as we go through the scripture. Give me the first scripture now.
John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. And the kingdom of God is within you, y'all. Mm-hmm. The things that God promises you is being a citizen of his kingdom. You can't see none of this unless you're born again. Do you understand that?
Amen.
All right. The next scripture.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
The old way of dealing with circumstances and situations is over. You're a new creation. And so you've got to approach this a different way. You can't approach stuff the same way you did before you got saved, y'all. Why do that? Because you're going to mess yourself up and your witness, too.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you how you can get along with everybody all the time. All the time. All the time. What does all mean?
All.
Get a hallelujah. All my blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Give me another scripture. I'm going to talk to you.
Let this mind be in you. We was also in Christ Jesus.
You've got to have the mind of Christ, first of all.
Amen.
To do the will of the Father. You've got to have the mind of Christ. To be obedient to the will of the Father. And you can get it all everybody all the time. If you got that mind. But you know what? A lot of us will be doing this is about what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They said that about me, but I'm going to fix them. I'm going to get them. I'm going to. Now, what
happening to your business. You're supposed to be saved. You're supposed to be a new creation.
Amen.
So you can't approach it that way, can you?
No.
All right, y'all heard it?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, give me another one.
Galatians 5:22-23.
This is the mind of Christ, y'all. Go ahead.
But
that's your most important.
Love, joy, peace, long suffering. Stop
right there. You know what? What's long suffering, y'all?
Patience.
All right, keep going.
Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Meekness and temperance are very interesting. They both deal with self-control. Meekness is power under control. Meekness, just because they're going through weakness, doesn't mean it's weakness.
Amen.
It's power under control, Paul. Self-control. God control me. No, God ain't gonna come down and control you. If he wanted to have more robots, he would have made robots. You've got to do it yourself. But you got to do it with his power.
Yes.
And he gives you power to do that. But anyway, hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel my help coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Patience. All of that good stuff. You've got to have patience with God. Folks that have patience with you. They don't put up with your mess when you didn't accept Christ. And all of a sudden you don't accept the Christ and you ain't got no patience with nobody. And you lay out everybody. Oh, you need to be saved. Good. You need to go there. You know, how many people said that to you when you weren't saved? Is that trying? Look here. That's just like trying to catch. What is it? Catch a. What is that something about catching something with vinegar instead of with honey?
More
flies with honey than with vinegar. You put more vinegar out there. And you actually, you're as a Christian, you say, be what I am, do what I do, and you these are mean, nasty. You put vinegar all over the place, you pickle juice, pickle juice all over. No, quit that thing one more. Give me another scripture, because they haven't gotten it yet. Come on now. as much as life in you. Live peaceably with all men.
Yes.
Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath.
Yes.
For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord.
Heaven is God, heaven in your hand. I'm going to pay that out. Say that to what? Say that what?
And see, you don't even know if what they said. See, that's the thing about hearsay. You can't go to court and just, well, someone said, and the judge that's hearsay. Because somebody might be lying. I ain't saying, you know, but somebody might be lying just to try to start some stuff. You know, there's some folks that love drama. Happy place. Or, you know, in the day, way back when, they say Social Security was paid for it. I don't know. I never worked down there. There's always something going on. And they probably said the same thing about Parks and Recreation. I don't know. But some folks love drama. So they will come and tell you something that will twist it so they can see your reaction.
Oh, yeah, amen.
Yeah. Okay. Any children up in here now?
No.
Oh, Jesus. Should I say this? I'm going to say it anyway. Some folks do things that they want to get a rise. They want to mess up your testimony. And I remember I was on fire for the Lord. No, this is for our backslid. But anyway. I was working for the city, and this woman always got this stuff to try to get a rise out of me. And one day, she didn't get a rise out of me. I always made me want to run. She pulled up and showed me something. I might have done something like I heard one boy say. He got so scared he ran and ran right into a tree and knocked himself out. Well, I didn't try to knock myself out, but I think I just got to step in. It was too much for the holy eyes to see at that time. Now, had he waited about 5 years to do that, he'd been in trouble. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Y'all forgive me. So give me another scripture. Let me walk with you.
Matthew 19:26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Did you hear that? You heard? How to get along with everybody all the time? You can do it. People may not,
they still be mumbling and grumbling. But you can be just like Christ. I was telling the children about how a bully shoots himself. I say, you know, bully in front of you.
Yes.
You look up to heaven and say, Father God, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Don't kill them, Lord. Don't kill them pets and the family and burn the houses down, Lord. Father, Lord, save them, Lord. Have grace and mercy on them, Lord. See, that's what you got to do. You can't give them what they're trying to give you. You know.
Amen.
See, I found out, past the pieces, see, you know, I found out that if your house is on fire and you put some more fire on it, the house will burn down that much faster. You heard that?
Yeah.
Okay, let me say that again. If your house is on fire and you put some more fire on it, the house can burn down that much faster. You don't put out a fire with fire.
Amen.
How do you get along with everybody all the time? You can do it, but with God's help, not in your flesh. Because your flesh will take them out. Your flesh will, oh, you did. You
get them back.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Give me another shift out. I'm almost to y'all.
Psalm 137. For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Wait a minute now. I know when God says something, one
Christian. When he says it twice, it's really, really important. Now, he actually says that over 37 times in the Word. Y'all, it is impossible. The devil wants to tell you it's impossible. Oh, that person has a bad attitude. Oh, you just have to stay away from that. No, you know what to do. You go in there, you go in front of them and start singing songs with the giant. You go in there and you take the Bible with you, you read some scriptures. You do whatever it takes, because the goal is to win souls to Christ. The goal is reconciliation. You are a minister of reconciliation, not just those who got credentials, certificates. Every one of you, you read 2 Corinthians 5:18. We all are ministers of reconciliation. What does that mean? God wants us to duplicate ourselves.
Amen.
So you, if you don't know how to act, if you're trying to give folks back what they gave you, and they gave you something bad, that's not how you win souls to Christ. Come on now, give me another scripture.
Well,
9:23,
Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
See, you got to start with the premise, I can do it. Not, I can't do it. He can't is a word of the devil. But I can do it.
Yes.
The Bible says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do it. I can do it. On the job, in my family, in my community, I can get along with these folks. I can show Christ in the way I talk, in the way I walk, in the way I act. I can show Christ.
Amen.
Yes, thank you. Give me another scripture. I'm almost finished.
John 13:34-35. Mm-hmm. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
You gotta love folks, and not just love folks that treat you right. You go to Matthew 5:44 says, love your enemy. Those folks that don't know how to act, don't know how to treat you, take a price for them folks. If y'all see, they really did me dirty. They're the ones that got me fired, and I want to go and do something to them. Is that what Christ did? What would Jesus do? You know, you stand for something.
Amen.
You stand for, hallelujah, no matter what comes or goes, I'm going to lean on Jesus. I'm going to do what Christ said to do. I'm going to love for. Go ahead, give me another scripture. I'm almost finished.
Hallelujah. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen?
Now, is my name one of, was that signed by me?
No.
Did I write that?
No.
Now, that's the word of God called a person a liar. If he says he loves God and hates his brother. And you know, sometimes loose lips for things too.
Yes.
You're looking for something from God, and then you say, oh, I hate that lady. And she's just so nasty. I hate her. You had a full of shit come in with blessings for you. You just don't want to. Watch what you say out your mouth.
Yes.
It's just about hate.
Yes.
And he calls you a liar if you say you love God and you hate your mother or your sister. Glory to God. Loose lips. Y'all just don't know. A lot of y'all do good stuff.
And that's sending out the system. They loading up with good stuff to come back to you. And then the loose lips sink those ships.
Yeah.
Now, some of you are waiting for a big money coming in. I suggest to you, God is sharing this with you because there's coming something real soon that will test you in this area. I'm trying to get you to understand that yes, you can, that there's nothing you can't do in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, come on, put another scripture up for you. Let's take up over 6 minutes.
12:14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
You got to be. If it was easier, God be doing it. There wouldn't be no wars or nothing. But peace takes effort, y'all. Deliberate effort on your part. Oh, Lord, give me peace. No, he wants you to be peaceful.
Amen.
A lot of times we ask for God to do everything. He is not a celestial bellhop, y'all.
Amen.
I mean, some of us say, give me, my name is Jimmy. Give me, my name is Timmy. Uh-uh. There's something you got to do. You got to read his word. You got to learn some addresses. So when you feed yourself this stuff, that this word, this electrifying word of God, when this word is come, guess what's going to come up? The word.
Right.
Come on. The word, that's the word out of my mouth. It rises to the top. Y'all got to understand it. That's why you got to stay in the word. Because I'm talking this stuff, and other scriptures keep coming to me to share with you. Give me another scripture. I got to end this.
So on the 3:15, forbearing one another and forgiving one another,
mm-hmm.
If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you.
Amen.
Do you hear it?
Yes.
You've got to forgive. The Bible says, I'll go forgive you like you forgive people. Y'all better watch out. Y'all better. Unforgiveness is not hurting out of God. It's hurting you. That's like you drinking poison away from somebody else to die. Y'all got it. Now, there's certain techniques. I'm going to stop there. How many scriptures do I have left?
Two more.
Is that all? Give me another scripture.
Ephesians 4:29-32.
Y'all heard this one.
Yes. 29:32. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you, and all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.
Give me the next scripture. That sounds explainable. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Matthew 6:12-14 says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
And if you don't forgive, it's going to lead you into evil.
And if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
Yeah. Y'all, this is real.
Amen.
Now, y'all need to, see, I got it. That's a technique that you need to explore to get along with everybody all the time.
Hallelujah.
Number one, sometimes you just got to keep your mouth shut.
Amen. Yes.
When they're talking, look them in the eye and keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
If you want to do one of these numbers on your desk, you know, don't do this without, no, they think they didn't see it. But you look them in the eye. They're going on being crazy. You say, excuse me, would you like to have a soda or a glass of water or something? And they're still going on. I remember I worked for the state, and people were sitting there 2 hours. And by the time they came to me, they were mad, upset, and everything. And I said, would you like to have a glass of water? No, never allow them to. I said, excuse me, I said, folks, to the little boys, and I'll be back. Give them space. Because if they still talking and there ain't nobody there, you know you can call. What's that, 988? You know, that's emergency for, you know, people who may need some help. You know. So it's just that. But give them space. Don't answer word for word. Give them space. Quiet. They say, why aren't you saying anything? Let me think about this. That's more fun. Because time, sooner or later, they're going to calm down. Calm down and say, you know, I'm so foolish. Father, I asked you, I said, I know that. But they haven't come to yourself yet. Yeah, so you got to give them some space. That's some other technique. I might give you about 10 or more on Wednesday of techniques for you to get along. Everybody all the time. But it's a blessing because it elevates your testimony. Because they'll go to somebody, you know, I'm called Pastor TV, everything but a child of God. And she smiled at me and asked me, did I have a lollipop? And that's the witness of this. She said, oh, yeah, I'm called to everything but a child of God. I stepped on Sister Angie's foot. And Sister Angie apologized to me for having her foot in the way. I said, my goodness. I stepped on her foot. And she apologized to me. What kind of woman is this? See what she said. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. I know y'all didn't know that I was going this way. But I had to go this way. Because, oh, by the way, Steve and Abraham, Abe lost that election to the Senate, by the way. But he ran for president in 1860 and won. You know, it wasn't his time yet. That's what that was. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Let's say amen.
Amen.
Let's say amen again. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peace is going to take over.
Hallelujah.
And there might be somebody here that want to be a team or partner. I don't know, but what is this deal? You're going to minister of giving and testimony.
Hallelujah.
And I'm really good. I think I heard the alarm go off.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If there's anyone that's desiring to accept Jesus Christ in their heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Lord God, I believe that you died and you rose again. Lord, I ask you to come into my heart. And I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. We believe if you pray that prayer, Hallelujah. You are now saved. You have crossed over from death unto life. Hallelujah. You are now a child of God. Hallelujah. And if you desire a Bible, please contact us. We will make sure you get a Bible. Hallelujah. So that you can read the Word of God daily. Hallelujah.